Go your own way.
Well, AJ went his own way, the way he wanted to. Up to New England. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As we react to AJ, a Patriot, no longer an Eagle. What? And how are you feeling today? What's the emotion? Like, what hit you the most this morning? Is it more of the success the Eagles had and the success AJ had here, or the way this thing ended? 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines, we had some callers that last segment talking about AJ and all the fallout of all this, his relationship with Jalen. Well, we got to get to this. So this morning, and this was pretty, I think this kind of is a great sign of how everyone except Hugh Douglas until last Thursday knew this trade was done already. Because
Kenny from Yaden.
And Kenny, yes. AJ recorded an interview with Maria Taylor of NBC Sports, and the interview was clearly done before this morning. They posted it this morning, but I mean, when they did this, I don't know, yesterday, over the weekend, Sunday, I mean, they were ready for this. And the interview, you can check it out if you want it on YouTube. It's good. But it kind of goes through his time here, his time when he first got here, a lot of different things here. But we have him talking about Jalen Hurts. When are we starting with the Jalen Hurts part of this?
Sure.
All right, let's start with him talking. And then we'll kind of spin back around to...
This is the one everyone wants to get.
Yeah, this is what he wants. So he was asked, and I think good question, and a good follow-up by Maria on this. Jalen Hurts, his relationship, where they're at, here it is.
One thing I hope we can put to bed, or you can speak to once and maybe not have to again, okay, is the relationship with Jalen Hurts. Because that seemed to become just a central point of focus and tension towards the end of your tenure as an Eagle. How would you describe your relationship right now?
Not as close as we once were. And I believe that's fine. It's like there's no bad blood. There's actually still a lot of love. I love him. I love him to death. I want him to succeed and accomplish all the things that he wants to accomplish. I didn't truly understand why our friendship became the public of the center of everybody's attention when it came to football, because, you know, looking back on it, you know, we haven't been as close as we were a couple years now, but that didn't stop anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we still competed, we still pushed each other, we still led the team. So it was just kind of strange, you know. People just got so fixated on the relationship and wanted to talk about maybe from the history of this place, but you know, that wasn't what this was. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna say it to you. I say it on camera. I got nothing but love for him. You know, I want him to do well and accomplish everything that his heart desires. So, mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, people always just want to know why, and there is an understanding that people grow apart. What is the best way that you can put a description so people can understand?
Yeah, nothing happened. Nothing happened, you know. People just grow apart. Nothing didn't happen between me and him or our families or wives or anything. Nothing like that ever happened, you know. But life happens, you know, and you know, you just look up sometimes and you find yourself drifting away, you know. And that's fine. And I think both parties accepted that. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot to unpack there. You just don't drift apart. Y'all ain't married. Y'all ain't sleeping in the same bed. Y'all not sharing that kind of space. You're probably together at the most on a daily basis, about eight to 10 hours, maybe. So it's not like you can compartmentalize that as a work environment and then go home. So that dog don't hunt, to me, respectfully. Mm-hmm. Second, for you to sit there and say you don't understand why it became public knowledge, because you made it public knowledge. You're the one, like, to be fair to both guys, if you and Jalen had a problem, Jalen didn't tell anybody. You're the one that started to act out publicly. You're the one that started to be disgruntled because of for whatever situation. So don't act like, you know, you're talking about, I don't understand why, you know, everybody was in your business. Hell, you put everybody in your business. I mean, if we're keeping it a bean, when you started acting crazy, well, let me pull that back. When you started acting out and you started doing things like reading books on the sideline and saying all these cryptic things that you said, people started to ask questions about what was wrong. And for you to say it was going on for 2 years, I understand frustration. I understand that. And, you know, whatever it was that drove you, but for you to sit there and say that you don't understand why people were so enamored with it, we've been through this before. I mean, if you know the history of the city, when you see the quarterback and the receiver having issues, you're concerned about it because we want to win Super Bowls. And we saw what happened the last time we went through that same situation. So don't act like, I mean, it's not cool to act like you don't understand where this all of this came from, because you were the catalyst for all of this. You really were.
Well, I think he's also misremembering. He's saying there he doesn't know why Eagles fans were so caught up on their relationship. Does he forget how they presented their relationship to us?
Like they were the love fest.
Best friends. I mean, that video, that the FaceTime, right, when AJ got traded here and him and Jalen are so excited, they showed that to us. That could have been a private moment. They shared that with us, and they wanted us to see it.
You let us in your relationship.
The other thing, and I just looked this up because it was in my head. I was like, I want to make sure I was remembering it correctly. Jalen and him were like going back and forth on Instagram before the Eagles even traded for AJ. And that's kind of out of character for Jalen. Jalen's more of a buttoned-up guy. He's not like, you know, there are a lot of athletes that are just having fun on social media. Jalen doesn't usually do that. So you could tell they were very close. And then it came out after the trade that Jalen was in Howie's ear, saying, go get him. And then the other part I think that we're kind of misremembering is there was a lot of questions on how good Jalen Hurts was entering 2022. And AJ wanting to be here and immediately signing, it gave validation to people who thought Jalen could play. Like, wow, one of the best receivers in the league wants to come here and play with him. And they're best friends. It's not hard to understand why this became a story, AJ. You guys presented yourself as very close. It's part of the reason why the Eagles probably traded for you. And then, Hugh, within time, they were obviously less close, so it's just natural. Like, I'll give you another example. Jalen and Devontae, right?
Mm-hmm.
They played together a long time, back to college. There's never really been stories that they are best friends, but they're obviously friends, right?
And whatever their relationship is, it's their relationship.
Yeah, but like they've never presented as we're best friends. So then if they have a moment where they kind of bark at each other, like, oh, well, they've known each other forever. We don't focus on their relationship because they didn't present it to us that way. I mean, I think AJ is just misreading the way that he presented a relationship one way, and then he's concerned or doesn't understand why we talked about it. I mean, it's pretty clear to me. The other thing that you need to know from this interview, and if you're watching on YouTube, you could see it. You'll be able to, I'll explain it when you hear it. But so AJ Brown, this interview starts about a minute in, and they're in AJ's home. Okay. And I imagine, and I'm just, this is my reckless speculation. Imagine AJ's home's pretty big and pretty nice, right? So they could have picked many rooms to do the interview. Obviously, they picked this room that they chose to do this interview with Maria Taylor. And I am very grateful that Maria noticed this.
Shout out to Maria.
And asked the question, because how do you not ask? So listen to this exchange. Watch it on YouTube. The room they're in, the rug that is in that room caught Maria Taylor's attention.
I have a real question. When did we get this rug right here? Where did this come from?
It came from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely... a few years now.
While you were an Eagle, you had this rug in your house?
Absolutely.
You gotta tell me why.
You know, some things just never change. You know, this is my team. This is my team since I was a kid, so it didn't matter. I mean, I was doing what I was supposed to be doing as an Eagle, but this is it.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
It's a Patriots rug. If you didn't pick it up, it's a Patriots rug. He has a new New England Patriots rug in his house. Had it as an Eagle. Great job, Maya Marie, on the follow-up. Because he said years, he was kind of vague. And she was like, wait, like you mean like while you were an Eagle you had this? Yeah. Hugh?
That's a lot. That and the immediate posting of the kid in the Tom Brady jersey.
Yeah.
That had me. That threw me for
more reckless speculation about that, by the way.
It threw me for a loop. But it was more, I was with the fans. Like, I'm still riding with the fans. But then it became, like, because I sat there for a while after I saw it, and I was like, wow, because I'm sitting in the
It's a joke. Like, when you, I remember like, back wow. In February when you said, like, why was I so animated about this?
No, I get it.
When Saquon said he still is a Patriots fan.
I tried to be fan balanced because I always want to try to understand a person's why. I try to do that, right? But when you immediately get traded from here and you immediately put the jersey up, I understand that's something that you've wanted your whole life. That's when I came to the conclusion. I'm like, you know what? there are just certain things, no matter how you try to slice that piece of pie, you're just not going to understand. This is one of them.
No, I understand this. It's ridiculous.
It's a joke.
So let me just say this. I understand.
Joke.
A.J. Brown, I think he's from Mississippi, right? And the Patriots were great when he was a kid. I don't care that he was a Patriots fan. Like, but he's a kid, right? That you just root for when you're a child. He has been a professional athlete for 7 or 8 years and on his second pro team. I have never heard of a professional athlete that much still in love with their team from when they were a child. It's preposterous.
In the sport you play.
Of course, right? Right.
If Harper's a Cowboys fan, he has a Cowboys man cave.
No,
you know,
that's different.
It's annoying, but I'll get over it.
Different.
But if Bryce has a Yankees man cave, and then he gets traded to the Yankees, he's like, this is my team. I'm like, screw you.
The minute that the Phillies gave Bryce Harper $330 million, he's a Philly.
Yeah.
He's got to be a Philly. Yeah. The Eagles paid Brown twice, as an Eagle.
It's part of what made me feel like a chump earlier this offseason when he's on the Reigning Men podcast.
Dudes on
winking
dudes.
Winking at
whatever,
dudes
yeah.
about being a Patriot. It's like Edelman, Gronk, AJ, the Pats, they're all pointing and cackling at me. You chump. Well, he's been a Pat this whole time.
Will you finally admit?
You rented him.
It's just annoying. This is annoying.
I admitted it was annoying when we first started the show.
But you didn't know. Well, no. The Patriots part is ridiculous.
I admitted it was annoying when we started the show, but I said I tried to understand it.
That's your problem. There's no understanding it. It's just saying.
Wait a minute.
It's annoying.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
Well,
you tried too hard to see the good. This is just bad.
I've told you, stop trying to see the good in everybody.
It's annoying.
Not,
not so much the good. It's just that I'm like, I'm trying to see how you think the way that you think. Yeah. Because
stop doing that.
You want a Super Bowl here. You want a Super Bowl here. I wasn't here when he got here, but it felt like you were rescued. It felt like when you came here, you were rescued.
Yeah, save them from the Titans.
Yeah, yep. And you had tremendous amount of success, and you even said to yourself that being here felt like no other place you've been. Well, you've only been to Tennessee, but it was different. It was different. And to have this love and to post the jersey, you and the Tom Brady jersey, I'm just like, wow.
Well, you know what? Now it reminds me of the whole every time you go, Philly's my home and Philly's my city and stuff. Well, that tells me you were lying.
Well, or maybe he felt at home, but it wasn't his team. His team is the Patriots.
Yeah. Just either way, it's half in, half out. Like, if freaking Douglas, while he was an Eagle, had a Browns man cave in his basement.
It would have been weird, right?
I was a Browns fan.
I know.
But I'm not, and I've stated that, but I don't. Only thing I had.
That's when you were a kid.
You wouldn't know it from talking to you, and that's a credit to
I got
became an Eagle.
Like, yesterday, when we were at the golf tournament, Michael Dean Perry was there. Yeah. And I was excited about seeing
Michael Dean Perry.
He was one of the original members of the Dog Pound.
Yeah, but that's cool.
Only thing I have Browns is a T-shirt.
Because you became an Eagle.
That's right.
AJ Brown became an Eagle.
T-shirt.
I was giving you credit.
I'm saying, and if I had the opportunity to get a Webster Slaughter jersey or a Myles Garrett signed helmet, I would. That would probably be the extent of it.
Sure, and you know what? Even if you did that now, I don't think anyone would care. But while you played
while
for the
I'm
Eagles
playing,
and making Pro Bowls for the Eagles, would you have a man cave decked out in Brown stuff?
That makes no sense.
Your Douglas Brown's man.
Also, hold on.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
he wanted her to ask that question. We all know this, right?
Well,
of all the rooms in his house, they choose the one with the Patriots rug.
Yeah, I want to go here.
Oh, my goodness. It's a joke. 215-592-9494.
I get why people are upset, though.
Well,
I do get what
that is. That one just feels ridiculous. All right, your phone calls on all this, your reaction to the AJ
thing.
Feel
like a chump.
That's chump activity. That is. All right. Well, also, I mean, I'm not going to call Hugh a chump, but he took a big L yesterday.
How did I take an L?
Well, you held the line.
You have to ask how
you took an L.
The Eagles did not want to trade him.
Well,
I don't feel like I took an L.
Well,
it just happened.
Hold on, that was not the discussion.
No, I know it wasn't the discussion. They didn't want to trade him, and that was where my conviction came from. Because
I think
they didn't
want to trade him.
They didn't want to trade him, but it just became one of those situations where you had no other choice.
I think they were probably more comfortable than we think they were. If they really didn't want to trade him, they would have tried to make it work.
Well, they did try to make it work. Like this
last year, not this offseason.
That's when it became, because we're talking about something, Joe. It's fair to say that this has been festering, I would say, for at least for 3 years.
So there was another report yesterday that backed up the original Joe Sanlaquito report.
They requested a trade after week three.
Yeah, week three or four, right? They're undefeated.
Yep.
I mean, that, like, if I'm Howie and Jeff, I'm like, how long can we keep doing this? All we do is win. Like, at that point, hadn't they won, like, 20 out of 21 games, and he didn't want to be here? Well, it doesn't matter.
It adds up with the conversation he had to have with Lurie.
Yes.
Where he pulled him to the side. I'm sure part of that was just like, let's just play this out. Let's
get through
go,
this
and
season.
Then we'll, yeah.
Yeah. And to be fair, because I think part of me felt like they should have just traded him during the season. They didn't have ready replacements. Right? Now they have some replacements.
And I think part of this is me recklessly speculating that they're trying to figure out, like, you're trying to figure out what the problem is. Because
change variables around.
Yes. Because you're looking at it like, we've been through this before, the receiver and the quarterback. And we're trying to figure out, how can we make this situation better? That's what it sounds like. When you hear what Brandon said, that tells you everything. Now, how we got to that point, we don't know. But when Brandon said one is trying.
11 has to.
11 has to try harder. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a minute, folks. Whatever it was, one was trying to get past it. He was trying to move forward. 11 couldn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's only a few things in life that you can't move forward from.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it helped that the on-field chemistry went the wrong way. Like,
yeah.
If AJ was still averaging 130 yards a game, maybe they would have got over whatever happened between them off the field. But I think the combination of the two was just too much. All right, J-Dog in Douglasville, he famously had a call to our show a few months ago where him and Hugh were going back and forth about holding the line. So my guess is J-Dog's going to touch on that today. J-Dog?
Hey, guys. Joe, Kyle, Hugh, how you guys doing?
J-Dog, what's going on?
Not too much. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Appreciate
it. What are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling different stuff going on right now. A couple of thoughts. You know, it's just like Hugh said, you know, it's definitely a bittersweet morning. It really is. I mean, I guess in one way the saga's over, but, you know, I guess the repercussions are still going to be there. We're still going to hear about AJ, you know, probably through the whole season. But, you know, at least the saga's over. You know, we can move on, you know, finally. But, you know, just a couple of things. I'm not really sure how I would remember this guy. I mean, I was like his biggest fan. You know, I kept saying for a year and a half, we need a number one, need a number one, need a number one. And then we finally got AJ, and I was just ecstatic. I knew we had our incredible number one. So I remember him, obviously, winning us the Super Bowl, and I'm very thankful for that. Obviously, we all are. But then in my other side of my mind, I remember him, you know, with the drama and all the things and the missed catches and especially the playoff game, how he came there and he just quit. He quit on himself. He quit on Philadelphia. He quit on the fans. And just remembering Sirianni running out on the field, and it wasn't because he wasn't getting off the field. It was because he was like everyone. We were just so angry. And so I just see both these sides in my head. I don't know how I'm going to remember him. I mean, I really don't. Just like, just can't believe, because I never really thought that AJ really had that in him. He was, I didn't think he was like that type of player. He would just quit. I mean, and I just think that it didn't have to go down like this. It did not have to
go
down.
Yeah, J-Dog, it didn't. Like, and that playoff game, it the last impression really hits with people, right? And that's the last time we saw him in an Eagles uniform. And it just felt like he didn't give his full effort. I remember we had Jason Avant in the studio, J-Dog, that, you know, right after that game, a couple of days later. And he talked about when he watched the film, it wasn't just the drop passes. It was that he wasn't really giving effort on the running plays to block. And that, like, he saw it on the tape. And that, to me, is just unacceptable. Right. Like, I know you're frustrated, but you can't quit on your team. Right. You just can't in a playoff game.
No, you can't. You're you know, you're a person that plays sports. I played sports. I never played professional. But, I mean, I don't know, like, how Hugh. I mean, you know, you're there, you know, to play a game. And you're being paid some serious money to play that game. I mean, I know. I mean, I'm trying to see it from AJ's side a bit. I mean, a little bit. I mean, I get it. You know, you had your childhood dream. You wanted to be a Patriots. Okay, that's all good. But it didn't have to go down like that. I mean, like you said, perfect storm. I agree. It was Kevin Pitola. It was Jalen Hurts. Jalen probably said, look, in the huddle, look, I know you don't want this play, but, you know, but just
dude, this is the play was called. That's what we have to do. We have to do what this play was called. You know, he was probably telling him stuff like that, and you know, he's probably thinking, you know, taking it personal. But no, it's a game that we have to play. We all have leaders that are above us, and he, you know, went crazy and stirred it mentally, you know, getting into things that really wasn't even there. And you know, but it just did not have to go down. It's just a shame how it went down. It really is. But I don't know where I'm going to stand as far as on, you know, like, again, it's bittersweet. You know,
well, it's hard. There's the good and the, I mean, J-Dog, I get it, man. A good phone call. I mean, I think people are struggling today because...
Because it's tough.
Yeah, there's the annoying at the end, but yes, there also was a lot of really good play.
Yeah, it was. And we are struggling with why us? Why you don't want to be with us? Because we're great. I mean, and it's okay. I mean, think that way.
I don't think it was about the Eagles organization, though, or about the city of Philadelphia.
No, but that's how people see it, yeah, because it's like, it's a great place to be, man. It really, really is. I mean, you talk about a great fan base, a great area, and, you know, it's one of those things, and you have success here. You're not paying for meals here. You're not doing too much paying for meals around here, especially if you're a guy like A.J. Brown. And you won the Super Bowl.
Well, you're right. I also think that, and I said this yesterday, and I truly believe there's a part of this that's uncomfortable for people that really believe in the quarterback, right? Because this is the best receiver on the team for the last 4 years telling you he doesn't believe in the quarterback. Like, you might, but he doesn't, not to the extent that you do.
Yeah.
So that I think that hits people in a way that's like, oh, man. You know, if you're a big Jalen Hurts fan, A.J. Brown is basically telling you he's not as good as you think he is. Because that's a major part of this, that he thought he could have done more and should have done more if not for the quarterback. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls today on A.J. Brown, the trade, out of here. Your emotions today. What are you feeling the most as we say goodbye to A.J. Brown? He is now a member of the New England Patriots. By the way, he's there already, up in New England.
He's taking pictures and everything.
Yeah, he's probably going to get his physical, maybe do a press conference where he'll cry, which I fully anticipate he will, have tears in his eyes. All right, coming back on the other side, we got all your phone calls on A.J., where you come down on this. Plus, we got to get more into the massive news from yesterday, the other NFL massive news, how it affects the Eagles. And the potential extent of the Eagles' involvement of it. Myles Garrett to the Rams, how it affects everything. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.